Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
President will stop off in El Salvador today during his tour of South and Central America. He already visited Brazil and Chile. That's understandable. Those are two very robust economies and strategically important countries. But many people have wondered why he chose to visit El Salvador. It's a nation that's the size of Massachusetts. It's one of the most violent nations in the world and very weak economy as well. To explain, Donna de Cesare visits with us. She's spent many years living and working in El Salvador and is now a professor of journalism at the University of Texas, Austin. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
So first, maybe you can answer this question for us. Why El Salvador?
Well, I think that El Salvador, for historical reasons, has strong, strong ties to the United States. A third of the population of that country live and work here as both documented and undocumented immigrants. Also, and that's, you know, a result of the fact that we were involved in the 1980s during a period of strife there. And also, it's an important security issue for the United States. El Salvador is right in the middle between the drug flow up from Colombia and the sort of increasing amount of organized crime and violence that's descending from Mexico into Central America as a result of the drug wars there. So,
Drug wars that the United States is becoming increasingly involved in, at least in Mexico. They've even started to send planes down there.
That's right.
But El Salvador, I mean, you're talking about our involvement, both covert and during the civil wars in El Salvador. It's been a long time since then. So what kind of ties have they maintained other than the immigration that you're talking about?
I think that, you know, well, the immigration ties, certainly, but I think also that the election of President Obama made it possible for the opposition to win in El Salvador this time. And people in El Salvador, despite the fact that during the Cold War era there was a lot of animosity towards the United States, people in El Salvador feel extremely tied to the United States. Their economy is very dependent. They depend on the remittances of the workers in the United States who are sending money back there. They also have a dollarized economy. They use dollars. That's their money in El Salvador. So there are many reasons that Salvadorans feel very close to the United States and influenced by what happens in the United States.
It's not always positive, though. I mean, you've talked about the way that ends up both with the United States draining the brains of El Salvador, but also sending people back to El Salvador, perhaps people who have not been able to get citizenship, because of their involvement in illegal activity and the effect that's had on the country.
Yes, and that's, you know, that's another reason that we need to be concerned about El Salvador, because our policies have, in a sense, added to that country's problems as it's trying to consolidate its fragile democracy. Sending young people who have been involved in, you know, from our prisons, who have been involved in gangs, back to Central America when their families and basically their whole support network is in the United States and not there, has led to a situation where two gangs that originate from Los Angeles have spread very rapidly throughout, specifically El Salvador, but the other countries of what they call the Northern Triangle, Honduras and Guatemala.
We're speaking to Donna de Cesare, a professor in the journalism school at the University of Austin, Texas. Donna, you're not blaming the United States for forcing these young people to go into gangs in Los Angeles.
No, not at all. But the fact of the matter is that when refugees arrived in Los Angeles, I mean, when I started my research in the early 90s, there were a lot of kids growing up in neighborhoods where they were full of gangs. And so the pressures on young people in our own country when they live in marginal situations and when young people come from immigrant communities that are the most fragile because they're not even necessarily documented, and so there's a lot of fear. People sometimes make choices that seem logical in the context they live in, but that are bad choices. So I'm not saying it's our fault, but certainly our social policies have not always helped this situation. And then, of course, in El Salvador, you have an even greater difficulty because you have the aftermath of war and war trauma. You have a situation of a country extremely impoverished.
Let's put all of that together for a moment. I mean, I'm wondering if you sense that in total, the scale of both the immigration to the United States, some of the unfortunate cultural imports that you've described in the form of gangs, and the poverty in the aftermath of war that you described back in El Salvador, does that constitute a responsibility for the United States going forward in its policy to El Salvador? And what evidence do you have that President Obama might be sensitive to that in the tone of his visit to Latin America?
Well, I do think there's a responsibility, and I also think it would be foolish if we don't pay attention to this, because this is, you know, if the states in Central America fail, it's going to have an explosive impact on the United States. The organized crime networks extend from Colombia into our own country, so this is going to affect us if we don't help Central America to solve it. I think that President Obama has given signals that he is concerned about poverty and development and not simply security, and that he has on his agenda a security policy that is going to be focused on training and investigative techniques as opposed to simply building more prisons, which is what the previous administrations in Central America have done, or just locking more people up and overcrowding the prisons.
Donna DeCesare, professor at the Journalism School at the University of Texas, Austin, lived and worked as a journalist in El Salvador on and off since the 1980s. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about the president's visit to El Salvador today, that's before he ends his trip to Central and South America early. He's returning to Washington, D.C. a little before his time. Donna DeCesare joining us from Texas. Thank you so much.